League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. Del, we got a winner. We got somebody playing Beat the Limo Guy.
Yeah, Alan took care of it. By the way, Alan is graduating tomorrow.
Alan is graduating from our little station? Or?
Well, no, from an actual accredited university.
That's awesome.
Good for you, Alan.
Way to go.
Good for you.
And Lance, all right, keep your mouth shut. And, hey, you're doing a great job, Alan. Let's keep it quiet and let's keep things to ourselves and let's move forward and run stadiums like you want to. That's the message coming out of this show.
I think Alan someday is going to run a stadium.
Never rat on your friends. Never tell them nothing. A run stadium. The stadium.
The most important part is he won't be here tomorrow, so there's more work to be done.
Wait, is he done as a because he's got that.
He's got the graduation. He's got his dumb graduation to go to, so yeah. He can't work tomorrow.
Oh, my God. You're going to miss work for that stupid thing?
Yeah.
Is there food coming in tomorrow? We might be able to tempt Alan to stay.
I don't think we're going to tempt him from walking across the stage.
Alan knows the deal. Alan's here every day, the most I've ever seen any intern.
Yeah.
And he knows that the only real benefit is when food comes in. And he's been here for Nico Nico's. He's been here for Taqueria Sarandas.
And others.
He's been here yesterday for Jay Alexander.
Well, he was
gone.
He was gone.
I was here for Jay Alexander. Oh, and Dell was all nervous I was going to get everything.
Well, you did snipe a lot of food early.
No, but what I did was I cut things in quarters to be fair and friendly. So, yeah.
Yeah, what people are looking for is you to take a knife to the food. That's what people are looking for. But, Alan.
I'll take the whole hot chicken if you want.
I understand. Who we appreciate is graduating. So, congratulations to Alan.
Way to go, Alan.
Way to go, Alan.
You couldn't have done it without us.
That's probably not the case.
We gave him 3 credit hours, probably, with this internship. So, congratulations.
Okay. I'm sure he could have found those other places, but we appreciate him joining us all semester.
Yeah. Hey, you know who else is joining us? Connor Wegman.
Yeah.
We haven't even mentioned that.
No,
Connor Wegman
haven't.
Is coming to the University of Houston.
A&M's Connor Wegman is transferring to Willie Fritz's university. It's a good move for Willie Fritz.
It
might be a good move for Connor Wegman. When last we saw him, unimpressive at Texas A&M, needs to play better football, and here's hoping that Willie Fritz can get it out of him.
Yep. Connor Wegman's got talent, so we'll see if he can't draw it out.
A four-star coming out?
No, yeah.
I think he might have been a five-star.
Might have been a five.
Didn't Kyle Allen transfer from...
He did.
Was he a five-star as well?
Kyle Allen was a four
yes,
or five
Kyle
also.
Allen was let's the hope, number one player in the country
let's
out of
hope
Arizona.
For a different result.
Kyle Allen was the number one player in the country?
Out of Arizona, yeah.
Aggies can't get quarterbacks right. Murray left.
Kyler Murray.
Kyle Allen had to leave. Connor Wegman. Who was the other one that we couldn't remember, John? It's Haynes King. Remember when Jimbo broke the quarterback thing on our show? There were two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
It was Haynes King, and who was the other one? Both of them ended up leaving. Neither of them were really that good. Although King was, he's a battler. He's not as good as...
Well, he did a nice job at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, he's a battler. He's not the player that
Del
they
caught that.
None
Del
of these are none of these.
King
yeah,
this
he caught some Haynes King, but none of those Aggie quarterbacks. A lot of them went on to play better football in other places, but I don't know for some reason they have really bad luck trying to develop their top.
You mean like win a Heisman, Kyler Murray?
Yeah, that's exactly
that
what
one.
I mean.
That's the epitome of what
that's
he's talking
exactly
about.
Exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, with a coach that knows what to do with them, and he did. Lincoln's.
Oh yeah, dude. You want a throwback name? Zach Calzada.
Oh my god!
Remember, it was the Haynes King Calzada conundrum. What are we gonna do? Is it King or Calzada? Eh, doesn't matter. Well, it's going to look the same. Really doesn't really matter. Did. And Calzada had that one game against Alabama where Bill O'Brien tried to pass the ball from like the 1 yard line, and Alabama fans almost burned his house to the ground in Tuscaloosa because he wouldn't run the football with Brian Robinson. Bill O'Brien actually did that inside the 3 yard line, and he doesn't give it into a human bulldozer. Give the ball. He tries to throw the ball with Bryce Young. Incomplete, incomplete, incomplete. Game over.
You mentioned Zach Calzada. He's got a big game on Saturday. He's playing for Incarnate Word, the same place that Cam Ward played for. He's still playing college football.
Hold a minute. Hold on. Can you go through where Zach Calzada went? Because he went like Southern Miss or Miss State or something.
There are 2 years where he did not play. Like in 2020, he didn't play. In 2022, he didn't play. He's doing great. He's having a great year at Incarnate Word, and he's got a quarterfinal.
He played
game.
At A&M, but where did he go after A&M? He went somewhere else.
He was at Auburn as well.
A&M, Auburn, and Incarnate Word. You know what it reminds me of? JT Daniels. Remember JT Daniels just kept like downgrading. He ended up at Rice. He was a little bit, a little doughy at Rice. And like, I'm done with all this. I'm just chilling right now. And I think he's going to be a coach.
That's what he wants to be.
Yeah, I think he's going to be a coach. He lives here. His girlfriend is here. That's usually where your girlfriend is, where you live.
Well,
most times.
Not all the time. It just depends on what you got going. Speaking of that, did you see Travis Hunter was on the podcast with Ryan Clark and Channing Crowder? And he mentioned that he's going to get married the same year he signs his first NFL contract. And if you missed it, there's a video of Travis Hunter with his girl, and the girl said, "I wasn't really attracted to him. He wasn't really my type." They're sitting down in like onesies talking about the relationship. So he goes on there and
what? They're both wearing onesies?
Matching pajamas at a minimum. I'm not sure if they're onesies, but matching pajamas. They're sitting down talking. But then that's a different video. He's on the podcast, I think the Pivot, I guess, with Clark and Crowder. And you can hear Channing Crowder with a skeptical voice when he's talking about, so you're going to marry a girl the same year you sign your NFL contract? And Travis was like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Was the girl there with him at the time?
No,
not at that time.
No, yeah. And Crowder's like, you can tell in his tone, what are you doing?
He wants to put him on game, but he knows
it'll backfire on
all
Crowder.
All of us know the deal on this one. It'll backfire on him, but we all know the deal. Like, it should be okay for us to tell him the truth.
Yeah.
As men, we've got to just say, listen, worst case scenario for her is you're going to cat her.
Well, especially
it's
after
not
she,
be said, good.
She started it with, he wasn't my type.
He wasn't my
now
type.
Now he is my type
until he was
he's going to be a bajillionaire.
Until he was a Heisman Trophy candidate, and I knew he was going to be a top five pick.
That's,
none of
that's
that sounds like love that will last.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
yes.
right.
That's
for a divorce rate over 50%, that's right.
I'm not saying you're wrong. That's a cynical assumption we will make when her initial thing was, I wasn't that attracted to him. He wasn't my type.
We will all be right.
And he's going to, as soon as I get my first millions, I'm marrying her. All right, man.
And on my second contract, I've got a second wife.
Well,
that'll work.
He can only hope.
Wes Welker once had a high school sweetheart he was with.
Did he?
High school sweethearts get the blues.
Hey, high school.
Hey, this is my girl since college. The only one that stays like that that's a star is Pat Mahomes.
Yeah,
that's the only one I know.
Trevor Lawrence is currently with. I don't know if he met her in high school or college, but he's a Southern boy, so that might work out.
Yeah, that might. Yeah. He played for Dabo.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
But so did Deshaun.
Well, that is true.
That is true.
Deshaun,
boy, talk
like
about
a, Deshaun,
polar opposites.
Yeah, Deshaun was a Dabo guy, too, coming out. I mean, this guy was – I looked at his social media. It was literally – it was God posts, his girlfriend, him with his girlfriend's family. They're all wearing matching sweaters. Like, it was the most unassuming, good boy stuff. And then he got into the league and lost his literal mind. That was a Dabo guy. That feels like the Catholic schoolgirl meme where they, like, you're under control, or the Rumspringa with the Amish, right?
Yeah.
Rumspringa. Yeah. You know that one, John, right? Did you ever see that video, Satan's Hands or something like that? It's where when they're 16, I think, they go out into the world as regular people. Mm-hmm. And if they come back, that means they were made for the faith. If not, beat it.
Yeah.
And they lose their mind a lot of times, too.
He's not wrong when they say beat it. If you make the decision that Amish out. Isn't what you want to be, you are
excommunicated. I think I like these cigarettes and phone chargers.
Yeah, like, hey, you boom. Go out and explore freedom, and if you like it, you can never be part of the group again. Right. You're no longer with us. That's a tough decision. Some of them make it.
Nah, that's a pretty easy decision, I think.
Well, I see. Well, for you, certainly, but I see
the documentaries. You know how much more expensive it is to buy a house than build one? What's wrong with you?
it is, but it's also
a lot
more fun.
You ever bought butter versus churn it? Yeah. Way different costs.
Yep, way different costs. You know how easy it is to just go buy a stick of butter? Okay. Churn it all day?
Yeah, but you churn it, you crank out so much more. With the gasoline and the price of the cars, how much better is it to just have a horse-drawn carriage? So much cheaper.
There's an old saying, why buy the cow when the milk is so cheap?
Well, if you are male and Amish, you're not making that butter. So you know, it's actually better for you not to buy it because the woman will make the butter for you.
Well, you are
the
woman.
You still need to buy the cow.
You are the woman. Well, churning the butter.
Well, I'm going to
assume.
You got
to buy the cow to make the butter.
I'm going to assume it's a tough life for a woman who's Amish. I'm just going to assume.
I would think so. It's a tough life if you don't have a payroll company, and I got a payroll company for you. It's HR&P. We are big fans. If you want to find out about HR&P, call up here and ask for Laura, and she will tell you all about HR&P. I'm serious. And she'll give you the lowdown on what they do for us. And she absolutely will take the time. And we've got – I've never seen a company that has as many people come in and talk about the job that HR&P does for them. You hear them on the testimonials from different people that come in and tell you what HR&P has done for their business. You don't see that. You just don't. How many people are giving testimonials? And all of those people really appreciate what HR&P has done for them and their business, because they're doing the payroll, they're doing the HR, they're doing the taxes. Are you kidding me? That's not your business. That's not what you do. It's what HR&P does, what they're great at, what they have technology that you just don't own. They own that technology, and it's proprietary technology that ain't getting rid of it either. Mike has been offered nice money for his technology, and he's like, nah, we'll just keep on doing what we're doing and having a great business and helping as many companies as we possibly can. Your company needs HR&P. Admit it. Go. Let them come and give you a consultation. Absolutely free. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Another buddy just sent, Zach Calzada's Zach Calzada could throw Incarnate Word. Zach Calzada could throw, he's got a gun, but he also threw like 2-yard passes at 100 miles an hour. He had zero touch at A&M. But he's got himself a gun. Was it you, Lance, that sent the Cam Rising Trevor Lawrence comparison?
No.
That?
No.
Cam Rising and Trevor Lawrence came out of high school the same year.
No,
Cam Rising.
No, I said that about Tyler Shuck out of Louisville.
No, Cam Rising now.
Both
came out the same year as Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence is in his fourth year after 3 years in college, in his fourth year in the NFL. Cam Rising has another year of eligibility.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck's got – he's had 7 years. The Louisville quarterback, 2 years at – or 3 years at Oregon.
How does Cam Rising have another year?
Well, because the COVID thing screwed it up.
But he's already been years.
Here's how. He has two medical red shirts. A COVID year, that's 3 extra years. 4 plus 3 is 7.
But he's got another year now.
Then it's another medical red shirt.
You can't, I mean, honestly, how many medical red shirts do you give a kid? Honestly. It's got ridiculous.
Cam, just go. You're actually a drag on the whole Utah program
on,
at this point.
I think he is going. We just don't know where.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
He's going in a portal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We don't. He said, "Go get out of Utah." But well, yes, he's just going to play someplace else.
I just got a message. You want to know what you want to know what the money is for quarterbacks? Duke just paid Tulane's quarterback $3 million.
Yeah, Malik Murphy, I guess, saw it coming. He went into the portal after going 9-3 with Duke, and they, I think, Mensah is the kid's name who's now going to be at Tulane. At Duke.
Carson Beck can get $5 million from Michigan.
The first half?
Minimum.
The Carson Beck we've seen?
Well, yeah. They've already paid that kid $10
million. They gave him Bryce Underwood all the money.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. They gave
Carson Beck, $5
million. Oh, yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Why?
He's a talented quarterback. But he's just had a bad year.
Yeah.
So, well, I mean, Tulane's quarterback just got three.
Tulane's quarterback is better than Carson
Beck.
Three
is the going rate.
At least this year he was.
Carson Beck is Notre Dame, Oregon. These are all teams that we'll dig around on. I mean, Carson Beck will probably go pro. I think it's a massive mistake. I think you're better off getting another year under your belt. Maybe go play in an Oregon system. It's good for rehabilitating quarterbacks. I mean, Dylan Brooks, I think Dylan looks great over there. He's a wee guy. Not Dylan Brooks.
Well, they're both Oregon guys.
You look at what they did for Bo Nix over there. I think it would be good for a quarterback who needs rehab work. I don't think it's a bad idea for a guy like Carson Beck to go learn a different system, one that puts him in position to do something different than he's doing right now. And Oregon will pay. They paid Dylan Gabriel. They paid years ago before it was considered NIL, I guess, or maybe when it was still. You know, they weaseled their money to get Bo Nix, and I think it was just a good spot for Bo. So it's a viable place. I mean, if Quinn Ewers wanted to stay in college football, I'd go to Oregon. He can't go to Texas. He already knows that. Texas fans want him out. He's disappointed with Texas fans. I've heard from his reps that he's like really disappointed with how Texans. He thinks Texas fans are very unfair to him, and that it kind of hurts his feelings.
Texas is back, folks.
And you know, and Arch is they want Arch, and the time has come. I mean, you got to go, Quinn. But I don't know that some of these guys would be well served to get this money that's out there for quarterbacks in college and continue their development. Honestly, instead of going to the pros where the development, you're on the clock to start performing right away. The pressure's on. Sometimes you go to bad spots, and then you're cooked after 3 years. You're Kenny Pickett after two.
Carson Beck's got three interception games this year.
That's right.
Throw in another two
Alabama,
interception game.
Texas,
Florida.
And Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was bad in the first half against Texas before he got hurt.
He should not come out.
No.
Yeah, he was bad against Texas.
He probably still goes late first?
No, I don't think so. I don't know that the football character is what you want either. You can't play bad and not have intangibles. Intangibles and bad tape, not good.
But what about the Cavender twin he'll bring with him?
Not good. Nope. That's a problem. Look what happens in the locker room if he's on the team with Stephon Diggs. Immediately, she gets wrecked, and
She gets wrecked is what you just said?
What?
What's he known as?
Well, he does that with rappers, girls.
And what's his nickname?
Not teammates, girls.
What's his nickname, Del? Tell John.
What do you mean, what's his nickname? DJ Academics, who he's kind of a DJ, but really just a guy who
He's really just
who
kind
streams.
Of a shipster.
He talks about the culture. What did he call
Community D?
He called Stephon Diggs Community D.
And I said, "What does that mean, Dell? And what does Community D mean?"
It means he spreads the D
he
in the community.
It.
Yeah.
And you don't think he could be locker room D also? Really? No chance of that?
I don't know if we have information that he sleeps with his teammates' girlfriends. I just know he sleeps with rappers.
I'm just saying,
girls.
Don't tell me about the girl that Carson Beck is bringing into the team. With Stephon Diggs there. I don't want to hear that.
Hey.
I don't know that they'll be on the same team.
God forbid.
I like Community D. that's
Community fun. Diggs.
Oh, yeah. My God. You scared me. Woo. Community Diggs.
Yeah. That's what it is. All right. Is Julian still there?
What a bad teammate.
Julian, what's going on?
Hey, where you been, Julian? Long time no talk.
Yeah, man, I've been a little bit hiatus. I did audiobooks for a while, and then I've been listening to the later shows after y'all. But anyway, nice to talk to you guys again. Alex Gregman, fellas, let's just pretend for a second that this isn't Alex Bregman, but it's a 30-year-old third baseman who hasn't hit over 270 since 2018. Let's pretend it's a 30-year-old that's not named Alex Bregman that hasn't hit over 260 in 4 or 5 years. Let's pretend for a second it's not someone named Alex Bregman who hasn't hit for over 30 home runs in 5 or 6 years. Would you still want to pay this free agent, not named Alex Bregman, this money?
Does this hypothetical player, has he ever won a gold glove and hit clutch in the playoffs?
I'm just asking about this
listen, hypothetical player. Is he good defensively or not?
I had this argument with a buddy of mine the other night, though. And he's the same argument that Julian is giving. What are we talking about? $200 million for Alex Bregman. I understand that he has been clutch in the postseason. The way he starts every season, though, it's the same. He's a 270 lifetime hitter, and he really hasn't of late hit 270. He hasn't hit 270 since 2021, and he was right at 270. He hasn't hit over 270 since 2019. Alex Bregman, I'll tell you the truth. There's that sentiment out there that, is he worth the same money as all of these guys? I Willie Adames, that contract, wow.
Well, was he worth more than Carlos, considering Carlos's injuries and Alex Bregman plays?
Alex Bregman plays, absolutely.
He's not going to get any better. He's just going to continue to digress, regress. And wait, he's 30 years old and he's already playing like this. What happens when he's 33 and he's hitting 240? With 18 home runs.
Okay, you got to get off batting average. Nobody uses batting average anymore, Julian.
Okay,
nobody.
Ignore batting average.
We got to look at OPS.
We'll get off batting average. How about when he's 33 and he's not even hitting 21 or 20 home runs and he's not even producing over 70 RBIs and maybe, just maybe, his defense starts to split? Are we still wanting to pay this guy?
I think the OPS has been over 800 for it wasn't this year, it was at 768, but the OPS has still been high.
His career OPS is big. He's hitting more homers now than he actually he's hit in 5 years. He keeps on going up.
God, he had 41 back in the in 19. He had 41?
41 bombs in 19.
And we know that 20 and 21 were terrible.
He had 23, 25, and 26 in the last 3 years. He's actually going up.
But if Alex Bregman did all the things you're talking about, but he did it for the Red Sox, and the Red Sox were like, okay, we can't pay you, are we adamant that this guy should be an Astro?
I tell you the one area that I don't think Julian
48 career OPS.
There's an emotional thing going on here that we need to acknowledge.
You're
as well.
Paying for what he's done. Julian is not making a bad point. I don't think your point's bad, Julian. I just think that A, you did conveniently leave out the postseason stuff he's done, and then you can't put a price tag, nor can we, on leadership in the clubhouse and kind of being one of the heartbeat guys. And then you got to mention the defense, too. The defense matters. These are interesting stats, John, that are a little curious. He had more walks than strikeouts, or was right there neck and neck, every single year except this year. This year, like last year, he had 92 walks. Year before last, 2023, 92 walks, 87 strikeouts. The year before that, 93 walks, 77 strikeouts. In 2021, which was not considered a great year for him, he had 44 walks and 53 strikeouts. This year, 44 walks and 86 strikeouts. He went from being a more walk than strikeout guy to going 2-1 strikeout to walks this year. And his OPS dropped like that. That is a little bit. That is something that's curious to me, because it's the first time in his career that since really after 17 was, he was almost 2-1 in 17. It's completely flipped around for him, and he's been a walk to strikeout, you know, almost a even or in most cases more walks and strikeouts. This year he was at an almost 2-1 clip. I'd be curious. what Alex Cintron thinks was the issue, or what Alex Bregman thinks was the issue there. Because that's one that would be, is this going to be something that starts to trend in that direction? His OPS was the lowest OPS that he's had his entire career this year. The lowest in his career this year. So it's worth at least his on-base percentage was the lowest it's been since his rookie year, 315 to 313.
Well, you'll remember early on, Alex Bregman is costing himself. He's costing himself a lot of money. He had
Didn't feel like that by the end of the year, did it?
This start was ridiculously slow. Now, he picked it up tremendously at the end of the year, but he sucked for a while. He was one of the big reasons they started so badly. I mean, I thought he cost himself a million, and then he didn't because he performed. Now, he performed in the postseason. He had three hits in nine at-bats. Or no, wait.
Eight at bats. He was three of eight.
Three for eight. The year before, he's hit 220.
He had 220 with four home runs, though.
He's got a 789 OPS.
He's got 19 career home runs in the postseason. He's on the list. He's on the list for most home runs in the postseason. Like, you know, he's gone 4-2, 4-1, 1-3, 4. Like, he has moments. He has moments where he wins games or he can win a series. He gets hot in a series. But you are paying for that emotional connection.
Yeah, that's what you're paying for. Absolutely. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. You've got any thoughts, you're more than welcome to get in here. Hey, we can see the argument, Julian. Not going to keep our eyes closed, but there is that emotional attachment. There's no question. And there's listen, I don't know that you have an emotional attachment to your plumbing. I don't think you should.
Cool.
But if you do, okay. If you want somebody to take care of it for you, right, that's Billy Brown. That's Aqueduct Plumbing Company. They're going to do it with care. They're going to do it lovingly, okay? They're going to take care of your plumbing lovingly, okay, at Aqueduct Plumbing. What they're going to do is they're going to give
you a gentle plumbers, and they consider your needs, and they're gentle plumbers?
Yes, I think that they're great. They're, you know what? They're not selfish plumbers, okay? they are going to give
They consider you – they give great plumbing.
They do give great plumbing. Yep. That's right. It's what they do. And you hate a selfish plumber, right?
Yeah.
What you want is someone that cares about your needs, that takes care of you, okay, that you feel good after they leave, right? That's what you care about, and that's what they do at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's what Billy's going to come, and he's going to take care of all of your needs in your home with your plumbing. So here's the deal is when you need a plumber, make sure that this number is in your phone, 281-488-6238. 281-488-6238. If it's your first time, they're going to be gentle with you. They're going to be very gentle with you. And you're going to find out, wow, that was really good.
But they'll bust those clogs wide open. They will. If it's clogged.
That's right.
They do, Dell. It's true. That's why the plumbing's so great.
Yeah.
No clog stays clogged. They will.
Listen.
Just the way out of here.
The way that they use that snake.
Well,
all right.
I'm out on this.
I got two minute men who are going longer than they should.
AqueductPlumbingCompany.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Pena's here. He wants to talk about some college quarterbacks. What's up, Pena?
How's going on, guys? Hey, so y'all were mentioning about Carson Beck and Quinn Ewers that it's probably not best for them to enter the draft because they probably don't have their they're probably not ready for the NFL yet. And y'all mentioned Oregon is pretty good at developing quarterbacks, but a new destination has opened up. Chapelville would probably be a good place for one of those guys to go to if the Oregon spot gets filled up. What are y'all thoughts about that? Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, there's going to be that.
Every year they're going to go out. Oregon's just going to go out and buy a quarterback, I guess. I don't know.
But what about UNC now with Bill? And we didn't officially mention this on the show. Bill Belichick has agreed to take the job at North Carolina, so... In one of the most stunning moves where so many coaches are looking to get out of being head coaches in college football, Bill Belichick says, oh, let me jump in here and take over this job. So now he's actually running an entire program. Well, I think it's going to be too much for him. I don't think it's going to be a success. I could be wrong. But that's a weird turn of events for a guy who is all about pro football to jump into the college ranks.
Yeah, I think he's going to – he's going to care about his – he's got to go – he's got to get a bunch of NIL money, man. He knows the pro game. I would like to play for him.
Who's the oldest college
kid to play?
Well, John Granato would. But who's the oldest college coach right now? Who do you think it is? Is it Bill Belichick? Most college coaches now are in their 30s and 40s, occasionally some 50s, but not at the biggest programs.
I would imagine.
Marcus Freeman's in his 30s, I believe. Notre Dame, Sark's in his
40s. Older guys, though?
Sark's in his 40s.
Whittingham.
Of all of the Whittingham,
he's in his 50s.
Yeah, he's got to be in his 50s.
There aren't many old ones.
No,
left.
No, it's
Mac Brown was.
It's a young man's game. It's not an old man's game, and so these players aren't going to really care that much about Bill Belichick.
Well,
they're going to care about the bag. So you better have the bag.
You better have the bag, but also I think that the parents are going to say, "Listen, this guy's going to get you to the NFL." You know this, is, and you know what? You're going to have to be disciplined. You're going to have to do the right things. But this guy knows how to.
Anybody can
get you to the
NFL.
That's a hell of a selling
point. Cam Ward started at Incarnate Word. He went to Washington State, then to Miami. You can get to the NFL from there.
Yeah, but listen, Saban got a lot of guys to the NFL. I mean, you get
How much money, Bill?
Well,
I don't care about your. I don't care about your. They'll get me the pros. I can go to the pros from anywhere. How much?
Well, no, you can't.
Deion can get you the pros.
And
look,
Bill Belichick hasn't proven he can get anyone to the pros yet. He can say that, but who are his assistants going to be? That's important, because if he brings Matt Patricia along, because that's what he wants to do.
He's never
guys around him that he remembers.
He's never been in a college game ever. Even one job in college.
He needs recruiters and coaches who have a proven track record of doing what you're saying, getting guys to the NFL. You asked the question, oldest college coaches. Bill Belichick replaces Mac Brown as the oldest college coach. Yeah. Kirk Ferentz is next at 69 years old. Casey Keeler at Temple is 65. Kyle Whittingham, 65 as well. And Willie Fritz, 64. Mm-hmm. And one of the stars of coaching this year, Cignetti, at 63.
None of those guys are known as portal guys, though. Not really. I mean, they're build-up program guys. I mean, you portal some, but Willie Fritz has been – low profile. Kirk Ferentz has been a hometown, an Iowa guy forever. It's the same thing over and over and over. And then Cignetti, that's a nice little story. He hasn't done it with star players. And then you mentioned Whittingham is a good football coach, really good football coach. It's going to be interesting. I think it's uncharted territory. We don't see guys go from the pros to college. We know college to pro hasn't usually been successful in the NFL, at least it wasn't for years. Pro to college with a guy with no college experience who's older and needs to completely build a staff that's built for college, which is recruiting, BSing with agents. Like, you got to have a couple hustlers on your squad, guys who know how to get down and dirty in the mud. You know that, John. You got to have guys like, I don't think Bill knows. Bill's going to have to be introduced, and Bill's going to have to.
Well,
go
he's
going to
learn
guys.
A thing or two. It ain't running an NFL team.
No,
it's
right.
Different. It's going to be a lot. He better hire a lot of good college people. Because if he brings all of his pro guys with him, you're right. He's going to be like, there's older guys. Adele just mentioned the older guys, and Chase just said, hey, Rich Rod, 61.
Oh yeah, he's back at West Virginia.
West Virginia now, yeah. So
yeah, but these aren't the hammers of college.
But
football.
They've been in the all these guys have been in the college game, as opposed to Belichick.
Who did Rich Rod put out pro quarterback? Nobody.
Well, I think the purpose is to win a lot of games.
Yeah.
And he did that, at least at West Virginia.
He's been good. None of these guys are the – like I said, I'm talking about in the playoffs. Playoff football guys. Cignetti, you mentioned – we've mentioned Whittingham, Cignetti. But primarily, it's a young man's game.
Well, Brian Kelly, 63.
Mm-hmm. They're trying to get him out of there so fast.
That's
crazy.
True. Enough of Brian Kelly.
But Rich Rod did a hell of a job at Jacksonville State.
Yeah. He at the lower level after failing at Michigan and Arizona, he turned it around, and now he's back at West Virginia.
Yep. He did a hell of a job when he was at West Virginia. See if he can continue to do that. Or
that's
he gets back to it.
That's the second throwback of the offseason. We had – yeah, he was there too, right?
When he was – yeah, he was a coordinator.
Coordinator. We had Scott Frost go back to UCF.
Uh-huh.
And his first hire was hiring his ex-quarterback, McKenzie
Milton. How uncomfortable – I was thinking about this. Scott Frost better dealed you to go back to Nebraska. I mean, understandable to an extent. It's Nebraska.
And his alma mater.
It's his home. So, yeah, and when I say it's Nebraska, that – primarily, just meant it's his alma mater. Understandable. It's still, I remember the comments. It still left a bad taste in those fans' mouth. I wonder how that is. You know what that feeling's like, where you go back to, well, let's just do this again.
Well, you just had your current head coach, or now ex head coach. You got sunned by Florida State in the worst season in recent memory for them. They came and stole your head coach to be their OC. All that Big Four stuff they've been talking for years now. When it came down to it, Big Brother, in an awful time for them, took your head coach and made them the OC. So they had to find some good feeling someplace.
If Elko flames out, Sumlin back at A&M? Is that what we're saying?
I don't think so.
No. I don't.
If Willie Fritz doesn't do it, is Dana coming back?
I don't think that's the throwback move. Okay.
Is Dana coming back? If Willie Fritz, triumphant return
to
Dana?
No, Scott Frost won a national title at UCF. Those guys didn't do that at Houston and A&M.
Yep, that's true.
Won a national title.
They had a parade.
They crowned
themselves
national
champs. Come on, I can't believe you said that out loud.
They had a parade, sir.
They had a homemade parade.
They printed shirts.
Napoleon
crowned himself, and so did Central Florida, okay? They're the Napoleons of college football.
2017 national champions. They had a parade, the banner. Yep. They printed out shirts.
You.
If Sumlin did that at A&M, they never would have fired him. They would bring him back too.
You don't answer this question. John, how old is Mike Norvell?
Mike Norvell is in his mid-40s.
How did you hit that? He's 43. He looks like he's 52. Man is aging like crazy without that pressure.
Because I on the, one of the broadcasts, they said he was 43, and I went, what?
I know.
Yeah.
I'm premature gray on my side, so I get it. But Mike Norvell is, yeah, this is taking a toll. Florida State's taking a toll on him.
We got a break. Gulf Coast Windows is what we're talking about now. If you're looking for the best way to get that replacement window, or if you're building, I don't know what you're building. If you're building a business, okay, if you're building a home, get the Gulf Coast windows. Get the hurricane windows. Get the double pane, double strength windows. Get the wood clad windows. Get the aluminum windows. Get the whatever window it is, it'll be the best in class of those windows. Whatever door it is, it'll be the best in class of those doors. What they do at Gulf Coast Windows is they put the best product. When you go to that showroom and you see these windows, you're like, wow, these are that. And over the long haul, you're in that house for 10, 12, 15, 20 years, raising the kids, whatever. The amount of money, if you're going to spend to replace your windows, but the amount of money that you save, first of all, the security and the privacy for yourself, for your state of mind, that's one thing. But the value and how much you save on electricity because that hot air isn't coming in, that's a big saving for you. So you're going to replace your windows, do it with the best. GulfCoastWindows.com, 713-849-5454, 713-849-5454, or GulfCoastWindows.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Quick segment here. John Chill's going to join us top of the hour. CFO over there at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. Rockets win, Rockets win, Rockets win. Rockets are in Las Vegas taking on Oklahoma City, followed by the winner of the Bucks and Hawks to see who wins the NBA Cup. We're down to the final four. Steve Kerr, none too pleased with the refereeing. The foul with 3.5 seconds left on the clock on a loose ball. He's got a point. There's no question. I'm also seeing an inbounds by Podziemski. Podziemski, whatever his name is.
Pods. We just call him Pods.
Pods. Hey, Pods. Pods is trying to inbound the ball. Took him 6 seconds. Oh, yeah. No call by the referee.
Yeah, they generally give you a beat, but this one was like 5.8 near to 6, and you can look at that and go, that should have gone the Rockets' way. I don't know what Steph Curry was doing other than trying to go night-night on the Rockets. They had possession. He shot the ball with like 10 seconds left on the shot clock. If he holds the ball, even if the Rockets defend, you probably got 2 seconds to go after the rebound. He shot that ball way early. They're up by one. Drain as much clock as you can, and if the shot goes in, of course you win. If you don't, the Rockets don't have much time. And he shot it early, gave the Rockets a chance for the rebound, and we know what happened
after that. They played dumb. I mean, the Rockets played better defensively in the last 2 minutes of the game than Golden State played offensively. And Steve Kerr's mad about the foul on the ground, and with reason, that's fine. It's usually not called. It's usually a jump ball. They don't, as he mentioned, 80 feet away, and you call that a chance for the Rockets to hit 2 free throws. Okay. Maybe a little karma coming back on you for all the calls you've gotten over the years. But let me just say this. Jalen Green, and they had the stat where Jalen has been so unbelievably clutch, close and late from the free throw line. Phenomenal late free throw shooter. And he stepped up and just two of them, just snipered them, just net, just rippling.
It was a call you don't see, though.
No, it was a call you don't see.
You don't see.
That's fine.
It's probably a bad call. Like he said, you got 3.5 seconds left. Give the Rockets a timeout. Let them inbounds and let the players decide.
Let me ask you something.
I agree with him on that.
Did he get a technical for running out on the court when he thought Steph Curry got fouled? Did he get a tech?
No.
Why not? He literally ran on the court. Yeah. Berating the officials. How is he not teed up immediately?
Because he's Steve Kerr.
And I'm being serious. That is a technical on 29 other coaches.
Well, no. Not 29.
Not 29.
There are a lot of guys with that type of...
Who run on a court in-game yelling at officials?
Spoelstra could get away with it.
Boom. You do this. The finger.
Emay's gotten away with it.
Yeah, it happens. Guys get away with it.
Then what's that fine going to be for Steve Kerr?
Well, he ain't
starts at 50,000. His post-game comments... about the officiating, Emay catches $50,000 fine.
Emay said put on some effing glasses.
He said put some effing glasses
and called an official out by name.
Up on your eyes.
And called an official out by name as well.
Yeah, but you could see he was Tony Mathis who he was going after. Or who's that one?
It was Billy Kennedy.
No. Who was the one?
Goblin. No, that was Emay. The one who made the call last night was Billy Kennedy, yeah.
Well, who's the guy that was in the microphone and said, we're going to check this out?
That's Billy Kennedy.
That's Billy Kennedy?
Yes.
Okay. Billy Kennedy, by the way, what is he known for? What is unique? No, it's not Billy Kennedy. Well, no, hold on.
I don't know what you're getting to. But the referee last night was Billy Kennedy.
Oh yeah, it was. Okay. What is Billy Kennedy
known for?
Yes, beside being a referee. Oh, I'll make sure this is the same one. I want to make sure that this is not if I'm going to put this on him, I got to make sure this is him.
You might want to confirm.
Yeah, it is. It is. Same one.
What is he known for?
What do you do?
He's gay. Openly gay.
Oh, that's fine.
Then he's not known for it here, on this show at least. No. I had no idea.
No, but that's one of the things he came out, I think, a couple years ago.
I didn't care, and I still don't. I don't care what he likes to do. In his time,
in 2015, Kennedy ejected Rajon Rondo from a game. Rondo used a gay slur towards Kennedy, which resulted in a one-game suspension. Kennedy later revealed, much later, that he is.
Kennedy ejected Doc Rivers for Rivers reportedly used a gay slur towards Kennedy. So apparently, Celtics or Celtics adjacent decided we're going to drop things on Billy Kennedy.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's personal though, as opposed to just. Oh, you know, saying it.
Well, I mean, what did... And we don't know what Steve Kerr said. I don't know what he yelled at the sideline. I don't know. I would fine him.
I'm sure you would.
I'd fine him heavily, and I'd give him a technical. Run out on the floor.
Did he drop a those people on him?
No.
I did not hear that, no.
I don't think so.
I did not hear one those people.
No. You know, why did Jalen Green catch the bench so long?
Because he was having a poor night.
Well, he was unbelievable in the second quarter. Jalen goes through, you never know which Jalen you're going to get. It's like a lottery scratch off.
Well, it was a
You could end up getting a really good scratch. You could be like,
The scratch.
Wow, $50.
Well, the scratch was 5 for 15 last night.
Listen, Amen was 5 of 7. Amen, stay in there. Hey, Tari, he's 4 of 7. Hey, Tari, stay in there.
But their best lineup, the defensive lineup they had when it was Jabari, Tari, Amen, Jalen, and was it Fred? No, and Dylan. That one was complete and utter terror defensively.
We can expect a great game for Jalen in the semifinal because he stunk last night, at least shooting, and that's the vibe. So
that's what he does.
Semifinal, he'll be great. But coming up, we got John Chill.
Yep. We got John Chill on the other side. We're going to talk. Well, maybe we'll get some odds on that. I got something for you here. Holiday season, no better time to get big, to save big on your next truck or SUV at Chastang Ford. 1.9% APR for 60 months on a brand new 2024 F-150 Explorer or Escape. Let me say that again. 1.9% financing for 60 months on a brand new 2024 F-150 Explorer or Escape. Plus, they're throwing $1,000 holiday cash. No payments for 90 days. This holiday season, you can be in a brand new F-150 Explorer or Escape and not be paying for it for 90 days. Drive it home today. It's the go-to dealership. No dealer add-ons, total transparency, no hidden fees, just honest deals, top-notch service. ChastangFord.com, or you can get to the dealership. There's a lot of dealerships you can't do it all online. You can at Chastang Ford because they want to upsell you. They don't upsell you at Chastang Ford. These offers are lasting through January 2nd, so hurry, stop waiting, make your holiday dreams come true right now at ChastangFord.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.